Here we go. Let's talk with my next guest. She's ready to go. The Momentum Center is making an impact under the leadership of my guest back in the studio, Barbara Lee Van Horzen. Experimenter is your title. Good morning to you, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I hope your drive in from Grand Haven was well. And we were talking prior, a little bit of snow in your land?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of snow, but the roads were melted, so it was good.
Again, I'm using your voices to share that on our lakeshore. Barbara Lee Van Horzen, thank you. I wanted to get our listeners and myself caught up with what's happening with your Momentum Center. Let's start with the basics, please.
So the Momentum Center is a grassroots movement to create a stigma-free community. And we do that by operating the Momentum Center for Social Engagement, which is a social and recreational opportunity for people with mental illness, addictions, and disabilities. It includes a teen program that starts at age 11. And we also host community conversations that impact marginalized populations.
Just over 2 years since your opening, my notes tell me you've become a second home for many and is making a difference in people's lives.
We are. I'll tell you, Shelley, let me introduce you to my son, Alex. I have a son who had his first break from reality when he was a junior in high school, had a second break when he was a senior, and then when he was 19, we went through 5 months in and out of the hospital and residential care until we finally found the right medicine to treat his schizophrenia and stabilize his life. But by the time that happened, he'd lost all of his friendships. Now, we know the most important thing for health is human connection, but where do you even start? And so it was because of that that we started conversations to end stigma so that we could talk about the fact that all of us are impacted in one way or another by mental illness, addiction, disability. And we started the Momentum Center as a way to provide social connection for those people at most risk of isolation.
You are serving is basically youth ages 11 and older and adults with mental illness and more?
Yeah, so the teen program, which starts at 11, is for anybody, 11 through 17, 18 if you're still in high school. We focus on overall well-being, healthy relationships, and the like. With adults, we talk about people with mental illness, addictions, and disabilities, but no diagnosis, no clinical diagnosis is required, no referral is needed. We're all dealing with something at some point, and membership in either program is $1 a year.
Very affordable and doable. Tell me about some of your programming.
So at the Momentum Center, we have flexible furniture with wheels and that nests. So we roll it away for things like exercise, meditation, yoga classes. We bring it back for arts and crafts and bingo. We have somebody that comes and teaches German. We have just a real variety of events and activities. We also have a bus that will accommodate two wheelchairs. So we use that for our outings. At least once a week, we go someplace local. And at least once a month, we go further afield. Meyer Gardens, the zoo, a dairy or an orchard.
Yes. Your data is reflecting positive change.
It is. We have a hybrid model. Nobody else is doing what we're doing. And we knew that if it worked, we'd want to share it with other communities. So we put in data collection pieces at the very beginning, started working with PhD candidates, and now we have a data scientist, Travis Andrews at Ben Atlas, that has been analyzing all of our data. And it shows a statistically significant decrease in depression, anxiety, and an increase in social connectedness.
Talking about the Momentum Center, which is located, 714 Columbus in Grand Haven, Barbara?
Yeah, bright blue building between the highway and 7th Street.
Tell me what's happening in mid-November as we approach this November 18th.
November 18th will be our next town hall meeting. We have town hall meetings periodically to bring the community together. And again, we particularly want to get feedback at the grassroots. This town hall will be on teenagers, and all of our panelists are teenagers. Wow. They include high school students from our local high schools and also young ladies who are part of the Lighthouse program and the juvenile detention facility. And they'll be talking about their source of anxiety, how we as adults are part of the problem, how we could be part of the solution. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about teenagers, we're listening to teenagers.
Is that open to the public, I trust?
It's absolutely open to the public. It's free. We'll have some refreshments. And that takes place at the Grand Haven Community Center.
And then what's the Mosaic Counseling that's going to provide some training?
Before all of our town hall meetings, we always offer the opportunity to take a QPR class, yes. Question, Persuade, Refer, suicide prevention training. Mm-hmm. Only takes an hour, and it literally saves lives. So Mosaic will be offering that training. That starts at 5 o'clock. That is also free and open. But the class size is limited, so we do ask people to register for that.
Back to a goal of your Momentum Center to work with stigma-free, creating a stigma-free community. Let's expand here.
So we have, within our facility, we have the activities and outings. We also have Just Goods Gifts and Cafe, which is located in the same building and is open to the public. It's a fair trade store and a place where we also have local baked goods and Aldea coffee, all for $1, so low barrier to entry. And it's that place of social integration, so we're not creating more isolation for people, where we can confront our stereotypes and really dismantle stigma. And as I said, it's working. And I was stumbling over my words, but loneliness was the other indicator that is significantly reduced after a year's membership. Because we have the data now to back up the stories, and believe me, we have so many anecdotal stories, people who tell us they're literally alive today because they found community. We are putting together affiliation materials because we want to share this with other communities. We want to be able to bring integrity to this model, but it's a model that can complement clinical services any place in the state or the country.
Barbara, what do you need from the community?
We need the community to be aware of this as a resource. Anybody can join. You don't have to live in our area, but of course, transportation can be a barrier. It is $1 to join. We need donations. We need volunteers. We need just that awareness from the community that everybody is struggling with something. And so we need to move beyond the stigma and have open conversations about our struggles so that we can be supportive for each other.
How do we find out more information?
You can go to our website, momentumcentergh.org.
Thank you, Barbara. Lee Van Horsen, on behalf of your leadership, Expira mentor.
Thank you so much for having me here.